We have to bring down to Brighton a lot of sound equipment. Eurovision is all about music and arrangements and singing. Every country wants their best possible interpretation of their number. Michael Hurl, BBC Television Executive Producer, 1974. Behind the scenes, individuals and organisations come together to create a Eurovision Song Contest to remember. Stage crews, sound crews, security, electrical supplies, taxi drivers, hospitality workers and the police all play their part. Hosting the Eurovision Song Contest was a huge undertaking for Brighton and the BBC. The Evening Argus reported there are 8 TV cameras and it took Michael Hurl 3 days to work out the 450 camera shots which had been written into the script. But as the show is live, these could still be changed on the night. A 12-man crew has been building the set and a lighting scaffold crew of 20 is responsible for the electronic scoreboard and 200 spotlights. Then there's the 40-strong camera, sound and engineer crew and, of course, the orchestra of 44. Despite all the preparation, Bjorn and Benny are not happy with the sound level during their song. It is not loud enough to create the effect they want. ABBA run through their song 4 times in their first rehearsal, each time asking the sound engineers to make it louder.